Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Pick Six with Mully and Haw, where we debate the top six sports stories of the day and then open it up to you, the Chicago sports fan. Call us at 312-644-6767, or you can tweet your thoughts at Mully Haw. Pick Six with Mully and Haw starts now.
What went wrong in the Cubs' 3-1 loss yesterday and resulting in a series loss to the Giants? Was it just too good an outing from Robbie Ray combined with too cool and quiet day on offense? How did Ben Brown perform?
Yeah, I thought I thought what went wrong was that they faced a good pitcher on a kind of a day that sort of reverted to fall as the game was ongoing. It just changed from a nice kind of springy, summery day into kind of a wind blowing in kind of disaster. It just felt chilly and cool and just not like it was hitting weather. And I felt like the Cubs just didn't show up with the bats. Where'd they go, like five innings without getting a hit in that game? Four or five innings? Robbie Ray just kind of got them all down in order. And he only went six innings, but he was excellent, and he's their talisman. And, you know, to me, I want to be careful how I say this, but there are some games you're going to have to win by pitching your way out of them, and other games you win by hitting your way out of them. There just wasn't a lot of offense on the day for the combination of being pitched very well and kind of the weather and the wind blowing in, and it was just a bad outing. It just wasn't a really good day for the offense, and so you're left. I thought Brown, you know, he's come around since being criticized by the manager, and I think that that's a good thing. So a solid performance by him, just didn't get any run support. And it just was one of those days where you run into a good team and a good pitcher, and they shut you down.
Everything, all of it, is what is wrong with the Cubs yesterday. I am so sick of that crutch, the weather at Wrigley. You're the home team. You're supposed to know how to play the weather at Wrigley. I understand that the Giants also come from a stadium, an area that has some tricky weather with weird temperature changes and weird wind
and the fog, right?
That can be a thing too. Okay, let's just start right off the bat. John Birdie at third base again, and John Birdie having an issue right off the bat. Right off the bat that Ron Coomer pointed out. Let me ask you this. I'm sure I brought it up, but I think at least one of you, maybe both of you, agreed. Kind of like a playoff game yesterday, you know, playing a really good team, a team that you might have to play in Craig Tober if you get to that point. So if that's the situation, are you going to tell me that Michael Bush is not going to play in that game? He's going to sit out? So anytime there's a lefty, Michael Bush is just going to sit out?
I did not like that at all either.
Right? I wanted Justin Turner, who I think knows what to do with the ball. Now, he might not get to the ball, but I bet he knows what to do with the ball to play third base yesterday. So Michael Bush, here's the problem. When Michael Bush goes 0 for 4, okay, against this pitcher in Craig Tober, like, get him some experience. Let him have an at-bat. Let him have a chance. Dude, Michael Bush is not doing great right now. He's one of the cooler hitters, and I don't mean in a good way cool. Right?
Chilly cool.
So that was another issue.
Do you believe he's an all-star if you're the Cubs? Yes, you believe that he's an all-star. Treat him like one.
Right.
Michael Bush should be a
He should have played yesterday with a day off today. Four hits. You know, as good as PCA is playing in the field, he's had some slug. He's also had some awful approaches at the plate. Awful. Swinging too hard. I mean, there's been. I mean, I know I am the PCA cheerleader.
Yeah. He
what do you mean? Look at his numbers.
Did he not score the run?
Did he not save another? With his
He played great on defense. His approach at the plate has not been fantastic. Ben Brown should not be throwing 100 pitches. He should not be
throwing
103.
And
he struck out 9, but he got through 5 and threw over 100.
Yeah.
You can't be this starting staff can't be tagged. I know I'm past my time, but, I mean, go ahead.
No, you go.
Keep going.
You're on a roll.
Everything, all of it.
Yeah, I don't think I'm ready to hand out any kind of bouquet for Ben Brown for throwing 103 pitches. I mean, he walked the leadoff hitter twice, and they scored on both those occasions. And the Giants only scored 3 runs. So you take away those leadoff walks. I don't think his command was great early. He escaped trouble, and PCA saved him a run with a great throw. So Ben Brown was okay. But he's got to be better than okay. All these starters in this rotation, until you become whole again, have to be better than okay. If you are indeed as good as the Cub team we were describing earlier in the week when we were saying they were one of the best teams in the National League. And they can be. But for that to be true, Dustin's exactly right. Get that on tape. Dustin's exactly right. Because Michael Bush has to be in the lineup against tough lefties. You can't expect to be a team that goes deep in the playoffs without your first baseman, who you trust and consider an all-star, to be able to hit tough lefties. So when I saw the lineup, immediately with Turner and Birdie in it, I went, So I expected one of the days. And I think the Cubs went to the park maybe
expecting one of those days.
Because it was a hangover from the night before.
Yes.
So, yeah, you don't want to overreact to a series loss, but that was one I think was a little avoidable.
And I know what your next question is, so go ahead.
We got plenty of questions for Bruce Levine about an hour from now, 7:25. With Chris Flexen having pitched both Tuesday and Wednesday, does that indicate that Cade Horton will be making his Major League debut Saturday in Queens against the Mets? What are the Cubs' other options if Flexen isn't one of them, or is he?
Well, I think that we're trying to connect the dots here. The Cubs, as they meet for the conclave this morning at Clark and Addison, are, I think, leaning toward promoting Cade Horton because it just seems to make sense. You have a void and you have an obvious replacement. You don't have to reconfigure your pitching approach with the rest of your bullpen. You don't have to wonder if Chris Flexen could go 3 or 4 innings as an opener or how long he would be stretched out if you want to go deeper. I think if you try to do that with a bullpen that's already taxed because of the extra inning game on Tuesday night, then you're asking for trouble. You know what you'd be asking for if you promote Cade Horton? A moment, a Cubby occurrence. So he takes the mound and he shuts down the Mets and he debuts in New York. And I don't think that it would be too much for him. I don't think the moment would be too big. I also think you got to consider this. He's in New York, and yeah, it's a New York media and there's a lot of spotlight, but you know, individually for a Cub player on the road, it's probably not as much big of a buzz because there's like four reporters and Marquee. And I just don't think it's that big of a deal. We overstate that the significance of that. And Cade Horton, he's 23 years old. He's 3 months older than Caleb Williams. I think the young man is ready for his moment, and I hope it comes Saturday.
Well, I hope it comes Saturday as well. I don't get why. Why did Chris Flexen go out in the ninth? And I just like he because they wanted to have him do his side session in front of the seven people left at Wrigley at that. I just don't. What? I mean, again, wouldn't that what have been that? The perfect opportunity for comment? Ryan Pressly? Well, I'm just saying, like Ryan, why not have Ryan Pressly come out there? For if you need, you know, to get back out there and get back on that horse, if you will. I mean, how about Pomerantz or Palencia? I'm just saying, I just don't.
Pomerantz got a big out. How about him?
I just don't get it. I'm confused by that. And of course, it doesn't get asked because there's other things to ask. And Craig was, you know, full of one word answers yesterday. No, no, yes, maybe. Okay, thanks, Craig. Thanks for the insight. No, no, yes, maybe. That's what I got out of Craig Council's post game yesterday. Just super, super frustrating and not, you know, Jordan Wicks had a really nice outing. They played early yesterday as well. You know, could Jordan Wicks be called? You know, I'm going to predict, just since that's what we do, I'm predicting bullpen day. That's what I'm predicting.
You predict Saturday's a bullpen day?
Unfortunately, David, I'm with you. If not now, when with Cade Horton, I'm with you. Because I think it's actually, you know, if we get into that discussion, I think it's easier to make your debut on the road, even in New York, okay, versus Wrigley. I think it's easier. So if not now, when?
Yeah, I find it fascinating. I think that to me, when I look at this situation, I think, you know, you don't want to create a situation where he has to have his debut at this time. You want him to sort of be able to gradually work into it, make sure you're on his timetable. But as far as I can tell, they've made it so that his timetable lines up with their timetable and he has to be the guy to go. I don't know why they would have pitched Flexen if for any other reason than they know he's not pitching on Saturday. So I feel like that means Cade Horton. Could they still have him used as an opener? Or have like an opener and try what you're talking about, a bullpen day. Okay, they probably could have to do that at some point. Maybe it's a good practice to get going on it. But when you got a guy who is timed up perfectly and you know you could use him, what's the holdup? Go ahead, let's go with Cade Horton. I think they set it up that way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Yeah, it's a good question.
Chase Mydroth wasn't in the White Sox lineup. Will Venable filled out Wednesday. Even though the Sox wanted everyone to know it was a planned day off, you buying that? Or do you think it was all related to the pop-up Mydroth let hit him in the head, in the noggin, if you will, that led to Tuesday's Royals calamity catastrophe?
I hope it wasn't punitive. If the kid's got a lump on his head, okay, then throw some ice on it and let him sit out a day. If it was a scheduled day off, okay, you scheduled a day off. Everybody should get one. I just hope it has nothing to do with trying to, like, well, there's accountability here just for the rookies, and we're going to hold you accountable. Who's holding management accountable for the team they're rolling out there that can't score more than a run? I think somebody ought to sit up and take notice. And I don't understand. I still, for the life of me, want an answer on why they hate Tim Elko. Why? They clearly don't like the guy. Why? He's not a prospect. Why? They brought a guy up.
They drafted him.
They've drafted him.
He's a draft pick.
He's rotting on the vine.
He's your property.
He has become a dessert wine. He's no longer. Listen, I will not. The whole thing of, did you hear the manager talk about Matone yesterday and what a great guy he is in the clubhouse and how
they DFA'd him, didn't they?
We love on April 26th, they DFA'd him. Any team in baseball could have had him. You know who took him? No one.
Nobody.
He went back to the White Sox. Please don't blow smoke up my skirt, sir. I'm not wearing a skirt.
Thank God.
Totally naked.
And Flag and Anthem does make skirts. They make women's clothing. So
how about kilts?
Hey, I'm wearing a Flag and Anthem shirt.
Oh, you sure are.
Can you tell? Did you notice this shirt?
Wait. I cannot wait for the Chicago
It would also
Sports
look good on me.
Network audience to see what Mully has on today.
Well, I should have thought that through a little because there's just going to be a very bright and...
Dustin, I know. We need to get you some shirts.
Planned,
and Brandon.
Planned day off my backside. I mean, this is like The Godfather. Don't insult my intelligence.
You think what? You think he was benched?
I sure hope so. I think Will... You know what? I think Will Venable just found the Odyssey app, and he listened yesterday morning. Yeah. Okay,
this is one of the few guys is worth... playing. Very few.
I tend to think that in a situation like Chase Mydroth was in, it was not a mental error. It was not a lack of hustle. It was not something that I think deserved a punitive response. I do think the best thing for him, the reason I wondered was because if I'm the manager of this team and I see one of my young players who I believe is going to be part of the future, I want him to forget that moment as soon as possible. I don't want him to sit around and stew because he had a planned day off. I'm putting him in the lineup. I'm leading him off, and I'm putting him at short or second,
Amen.
And I'm letting him play.
Amen.
Because you got to move on from that, and that's got to be the message, and that's got to be the metaphor. I don't think benching him or – see, I even lapsed into that. I don't think not starting him – for whatever reason, was a good idea because it leads people to wonder if you were benching him. Maybe that's okay, but the kid's got to be thinking about it too because he's inside his bruised, bumped head.
He's got a bump on his head.
That's another really good question.
What's your reaction to the White Sox putting 30-year-old outfielder Andrew Benintendi on the IL for a second time this year? This time, a strained left calf suffered while running to first base on Sunday. Benintendi famously holds the richest free agent contract in Sox history at $75 million. He signed the 5-year deal in 23. He's hit 254, 308, 376 for a perennial 100-loss team.
This was an invitation for the White Sox to do the right thing, the smart thing, the best thing, and they did not RSVP. This was like, no, we're good. We're good with one run per game. And they leave the guy who's leading the minors in home runs in the minor leagues while the major league team can't figure out how to score a run, how to hustle, how to manufacture, how to cross home plate. So... without having to throw any shade at Andrew Benintendi, did not write that question. You don't have to throw any shade at Andrew Benintendi to wonder why the heck the White Sox cannot grasp the obvious. And the obvious thing to do is to call up the guys hitting all the homers.
If this is kind of like Cade Horton, if not now, when? Like, why wouldn't you? If he's even a guy who provides any pop, meaning Benintendi, then why wouldn't you bring up Elko? Like, this is the perfect opportunity, right? It just seemed so obvious, and they still don't do it.
You know, I think technically they will tell you that Matone played a few innings in the outfield. He's a first baseman and a DH, and he plays behind Andrew Vaughn. So you got, you know, ostensibly your DH going out, right? Even though he can play right field, you don't really want to use him there very much because he's already been on the IL. This is his second stint on the IL. He you know, twisted up and had that whatever you call it. We talk about it all the time. You know, where his side is hurt.
Oblique?
He had an oblique.
Adductor?
Yeah, one of those. And so
the oblique adductor?
Yeah. And so you had him on the IL earlier in the year. The guy's 30 years old, and now he's running to first base. And there goes the calf. Oh, God, I was just walking down the hallway. Something grabbed me. So he's out with the calf.
Oh, I thought you were mocking me.
No. I may have thrown it in.
Just I think you did, because that's what happened to me this morning.
I didn't say that, though.
Yeah, I know.
You just confessed
it. I nearly popped an Achilles.
So he got hurt running to first base, so they sit him down. And rather than bring up the guy that is leading all of the – every White Sox player at any level in home runs, is producing RBI, is hitting every day, they still – I don't understand. They brought up a 28-year-old that they just cut and no one wanted.
Local guy.
Instead of a 26-year-old that is – tearing it up at the minor leagues. You know, Ozzie's right. They told that kid, they gave him a message, you are not someone that we want on the major league. We don't consider you a prospect. And they told the rest of the organization, hit all you want, pitch all you want. You're stuck where you're at because we're not moving you up to this team that has nothing but openings on it.
Honestly, I've been fighting myself with this question for a long time.
That's Jalen Johnson, and we heard from him on Wednesday, boldly placing a goal of 7 INTs next season. He had 7 total in his first 5 seasons. Do you like his confidence, ambition, or worry that such a goal might cause him to take too many risks?
Yeah, I don't worry about guys that shoot their mouths off. I think he's a guy that likes to talk, and he likes to have goals for himself, and he has no problem sharing them. I don't really hold you to that. You know, just show the confidence, go out there, play the way you've been playing, and everything's fine. I think he's a good football player, and I don't think he's going to change the way he plays the game because he's shot his mouth off yet again and now has to back it up. I never write down, make a list, and then check it twice, Santa. I let the kid talk. Let him go on all the shows, do what you want to do, and then play well.
Confidence is very sexy, don't you think?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Jalen Johnson, keep talking, because I think he needs to talk in order to deliver. I think that's just part of his makeup. You know, some people are the opposite. Some people don't want to say a word. At the end of the day, it's all what happens on the field, right? That's all that matters. And I did love... And I'm not a big Keyshawn Johnson guy for a number of reasons. Number one might be where he went to college. But I love the fact that he, like, you can't catch. Like, you can't catch. I love the fact that they made a little wager. I'm curious what they actually wagered. But I love the fact that there was such a back and forth. And I expect big things from Jalen Johnson.
I hope he doesn't change the way he plays. I hope he doesn't take chances that are unnecessary risks trying to meet his quota and his stated loud goal of 7 interceptions. And I hope it doesn't change the way that he is, you know, one of the better defensive backs in the NFL, because you don't want to change anything. He is where you want him to be as a player. And if you do state this goal, it's like somebody trying to hit home runs. It does change your approach at the plate if you're doing that. And as a defensive back, it does change your approach slightly if you're aggressively trying to go for interceptions and maybe gambling and losing. Maybe that's the way you want to play. Maybe that's the Dennis Allen style. Don't know. I do know this. In 70 career games in the NFL, Jalen Johnson has 7 interceptions. He's expecting to put 70 games worth of career production into 17 games next year. It seems a tad bit much. It seems a bit ambitious.
And to your point, you know Keyshawn will be like, you only got 3, bro.
So he gets 5 interceptions and he falls short. It's going to be a bad season, unfulfilled expectations. No. This guy is going to be a potential defensive player of the year candidate, and he could do so without having to get 7 picks and 3 touchdowns on defense. But I guess confidence is sexy. What would you like to add, Dustin?
I just hope that the reason this is also possible is because other teams are going to be playing catch-up. You know, typically the Bears are playing, you know, from a deficit. When so teams are just running the ball, dumping it to the tight end.
Point. They're scoring 35 points
a game. If they got to stay in the game, the ball will be in the air and these opportunities will rise.
Can he catch it?
I'm not talking necessarily about a pick six or something like that.
I wonder if Brad Biggs can catch it. What did you think of the report from NBCChicago.com saying the Bears president Kevin Warren met with the new mayor of Arlington Heights before he was sworn in, saying that the new mayor saying that he left a meeting feeling like Warren, quote, wants to come here and also seemed receptive to the idea of including a White Sox ballpark.
Well, new mayor of Arlington Heights, Jim Tenaglia, he's welcome to come on this program. I think we've extended the invitation and would love to have that conversation. Kevin Warren apparently did stop by his office before he was sworn in, the new mayor, and I think it was a professional courtesy. I don't know if it qualifies as a big meeting or a big deal. I think it was extended and they had a good conversation and he felt comfortable talking about it publicly. I think he also felt comfortable, again, floating publicly this idea and notion that the White Sox are welcome in Arlington Heights as well. And while it's fun to consider, I don't think he's had that return phone call yet. It doesn't seem like the Sox are dying to move to Arlington Heights. And I think it's a bit distracting. I think it can be potentially a distraction from what they need to get done. And this is what they need to get done. A deal. They need to get the deal done. They need to get the shovels into the ground or into the dirt. Time is money, and you're wasting both. So after the pleasantries are over and this pipe dream of the White Sox ballpark in Arlington Heights is forgotten, then maybe you can negotiate a real deal, an agreement, and they can get started in what feels inevitable, the Bears going to Arlington Heights.
I think the Sox going to Arlington Heights is an excellent idea. I think I suggested that idea.
I thought you had him on a floating ballpark.
Not the White Sox. That's the Bears.
I thought you had a floating ballpark.
Yep, not a floating ballpark.
Oh, I thought you had a bunch of people like in McCovey Cove waiting for
No, that's Sox the Bears. That's the Bears. They have a floating stadium that would still make all. Who owns the water? Perfect setup. Who do you got to pay to buy the water?
Build a dome and then just float it in wherever you want.
Sure.
We're going to play this week.
Sell Navy rights to Lake Michigan.
We'll just keep
flying. Again, I'll also stick to this. Wherever they build it, lots of people show up. Just do something. I'm just being really honest. I understand. I get the importance of it. But we all have our certain things, right? Everybody's got a thing that they're kind of exhaust them, if you will. Like me personally, Bears Stadium talk, like the business of it.
Yeah,
it's going to happen. Let's just get on with it. Like, build it and let's play ball. Like, I don't care if the Bears play over York like High School. Just get on. I just want to see football. I don't care where they play it.
Is there a waterway they could float that stadium over there?
But yeah, Salt Creek.
That's like saying, can we just get to the NLCS? Because the rest of the season for the Cubs doesn't really. I'm tired of these series against the Giants and the Mets, and let's get on with it.
I don't think that's apples. That's apples and oranges.
Process.
It's apples and oranges. Some people don't like the Masters, some people don't like the Kentucky Derby. Some people don't like stadium talk.
Hey, shots fired.
We got to talk about the Triple Crown before we get out of here. I'm getting, that's driving me nuts. I would say, Dustin, that, you know, it may be time to pop some popcorn and go to some meetings and just sit in on what the arguments are about. Get the building done. I'm with you. I'm tired of it. They got the land. They own it. They're going to Arlington Heights. Get the shovels in the ground. They've got to start building this thing. Build it and they will come.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.